start your day with remembrance of us.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله سبحانه وتعالى open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable the most gracious dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher, nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choices, salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala, alayhim ajma'een. Welcome once again to this beautiful and amazing program called The Early Echo. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of his beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive us our major and minor sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our lawful wishes. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Rahmah, The intercessor of the Ummah has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِيَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً Yes, the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me. That is to say, during your earthly life, as you are upon the earth, you are alive, the more durood salutations and salams you may send to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will achieve and attain his proximity and closeness on the day of judgment. You will be the closest to him. On that day, when everyone shall be inflicted with the horrors and with the fear of the day of judgment, such will be the accountability on the day of Qiyamah that is beyond one's imagination. During such difficult moments, one will be honored. He will be privileged. He shall be blessed with the company of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri At-Taradhi, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he writes in his famous world-renowned and recited Salatu Salam. In one couplet he says, Subhanallah, Dur rehkar na dam toot jaye kahin, kaash teba mein ae mere maahe mubi, dafn hone ko mil jaye do gaz zameen, تم پہ ہر دم کروڑوں درود اور سلام کوئی حسن عمل پاس میرے نہیں کوئی حسن عمل پاس میرے نہیں پھنس نہ جاؤ قیامت میں مولا کہیں اے شفیع امم لاج رکھنا تم ہی تم پہ ہر دم کروڑوں درود اور سلام صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, after listening to the virtues and blessings of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, like every other day, subhanallah, we then listen to Naati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, aur aaj bhi hum kalam sunenge, aur is kalam ke baad, we will then come back with our program, inshallah, azzawajal, and when we come back, we are going to be discussing the harms and effects of bad company. Jiha, what are the outcome of adopting bad company? Buri sohbat kya cheez hoti hai? Uske nuksanat kya hai? Aur hame kya karna chahiye? Filhal ye kalam sunte hain inshallah. Mere aqa bulate hain. Mere aqa bulate hain.
Mere aqa bulate hain. Mere aqa bulate hain. Madina 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 Umange Josh par aaye شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں، امنگیں جوش پر آئی ارادے گدگداتے ہیں، جمیل قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں، جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں، جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں، جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں، وہ جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روضے پر بلاتے ہیں، وہ جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روضے پر بلاتے ہیں، امنگیں جوش پر آئی ارادے گدگداتے ہیں، جمیل قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں، خدا جانے کے طیبہ کو ہمارا کب سفر ہوگا، خدا جانے کے طیبہ کو ہمارا کب سفر ہوگا، خدا جانے کے طیبہ کو ہمارا کب سفر ہوگا، مدینے کو ہزاروں قافلے ہر سال جاتے ہیں، مدینے کو ہزاروں قافلے ہر سال جاتے ہیں، منگے جوش پر آئی ارادے گدگداتے ہیں، جمیل قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں، تصدق جان عالم اس کریمی اور رحیمی کے، تصدق جان عالم اس کریمی اور رحیمی کے، تصدق جان عالم اس کریمی اور رحیمی کے، گناہ کرتے ہیں ہم وہ اپنی رحمت سے چھپاتے ہیں، گناہ کرتے ہیں ہم وہ اپنی رحمت سے چھپاتے ہیں، امنگیں جوش پر آئی ارادے گدگداتے ہیں، جمیل قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں، جمیل قادری کو دیکھ کر حوروں میں غل ہوگا، جمیل قادری کو دیکھ کر حوروں میں غل ہوگا، جمیل قادری کو دیکھ کر حوروں میں غل ہوگا، یہی ہیں وہ کہ جو نعتِ حبیب حق سناتے ہیں، یہی ہیں وہ کہ جو نعتِ حبیب حق سناتے ہیں، امنگیں جوش پر آئی ارادے گدگداتے ہیں، جمیل قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں، میرے آقا بلاتے ہیں، میرے آقا بلاتے ہیں، مدینہ مدینہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ. یس، ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز، وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس نعت رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، And this was so refreshing, faith refreshing and rejuvenating, electrifying and spiritually boosting our love for Madinatul Munawwara and our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yaqeenan taur se ye naati rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunne ke baad dil mein ye chahat jaag uthti hai ki dobara hum Madine jaye, dobara un galiyon mein ghoome, un galiyon ko choome jahan pe hamari sarkar سرکاری مدینہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم چلے ہوں گے. اللہ اکبر. اینڈ ایوری ون, ایوری عاشقان رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ایوری لور اینڈ ڈیووٹی آف دا پروفٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی مسٹ بی وشنگ ٹو بی پریزنٹ ان دا بیوٹیفل سٹی آف مدینۃ المنورہ. ہاؤ فارچونیٹ آر دوز پیپل ہو آر یو نو ریسٹنگ انڈر دا شیڈ آف گنبد خضرہ. اللہ اکبر. بہرحال امیر اہل سنت حضرت سو بیوٹیفلی بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے میں, میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں. نہ دولت دے نہ ثروت دے مجھے بس یہ سعادت دے, تیرے قدموں میں مر جاؤں میں رو رو کر مدینے میں. مدینہ اس لیے اتہار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے سرور مدینے میں. مدینہ المنورہ از ڈیفینیٹلی ویری فار اوے فرام اس, ہم مدینے سے دور ہیں اور مدینہ ہم سے بھی دور ہے, لیکن دا پوٹ سیز نہ کہیں سے دور ہے منزل نہ کوئی قریب کی بات ہے, جسے چاہے اس کو نواز دے یہ در حبیب کی بات ہے. اٹ از اپون دا بلاور رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کی جس کو چاہے نوازے, اور جب ہمارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نوازے دین اٹ ڈز ناٹ میٹر وے یو لو اینڈ وے یو آر اینڈ ہو یو آر. اللہ اکبر. یو ول بی آنرڈ اینڈ بلیسڈ بائی دا بلاور رسول صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. رائٹ ناؤ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دا ہارمز اینڈ بیڈ افیکٹس آف بیڈ کمپنی. ان اے بک کال نیکی کی دعوت امیر اہل سنت ہی رائٹس اے ویری بیوٹیفل, ہی گیوز اے ویری یو نو ہارٹ بریکنگ ایگزامپل آف اے ریئل لائف ٹائم ایگزامپل دیٹ ہی سیز ان دا سٹی آف پنجاب اے اسٹرینج آڈر bad smell was emanating from a home, and this smell had of course you know caught the attention of many people that were passing by. So some people then called in the police and said to them, please come and have a look, as there is a very bad odor emanating and coming out from a particular home. Well, in no time the police arrived, they broke the lock and they went into the home to find that there was a young man laying on the ground whose body had decomposed and became infested with insects. Keede makode uske badan pe uske jism pe chal rahe the, kaano ke andar muh ke andar. Allahu Akbar. His face was filled with these insects that were festing on his flesh, on his bones, on his meat, and his body had decomposed. Allahu Akbar. After investigating this matter in this book called Neki Ki Daawat, and this has happened in Pakistan, it has mentioned that they came to know that this young man had become, or that this young man had come to a place to work, and he found a job. Lekin kaam milne ke baad, kaam kaaj karne ke baad, he adopted the company of some rotten people, that is to say bad company, buri sohbat. And this company had such an effect on him that he had then gambled some money, and due to gambling, others had lost their money. In other words, he won the gamble. And the people that lost their money during this gambling, they decided to take back the money that they had lost during this gamble. And then they strangled this friend of theirs to death whilst playing in this home. After strangling him to death, they let him to be there on the floor, on the ground, without ghusl, without any body, without reporting, without even burying him, nothing of that sort. And they let him be in the home, they locked the door and they left. And after a few days, when others could get the bad odor and smell that was coming out of the home, then this was reported to the police. It further says that this is the company and the natija, should we say outcome, of people who are gamblers. This is the outcome of adopting the company of people who are liars and who are cheaters, who are deceivers. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes these evil friends become grave enemies and they would kill you. They associate and steal the lives from their own people. They would steal your life, they would take your life without even considering the fact that you are their best or their closest friend. Now, gambling has many effects. ہم بھی جانتے ہیں ہر ملک میں دنیا کے جس ملک پہ بھی آپ چلے جائیں تو استغفر اللہ دیز آر دی ایجنٹس آف شیاطین شیاطین کے یہ کچھ ایجنٹس ہوتے ہیں اور یہ جگہ جگہ یہ چیزیں کھول بیٹھتے ہیں تھاؤزنڈز آف پیپل آر سین گیمبلنگ اینڈ لوزنگ دی منی ڈیورنگ گیمبلنگ ہاؤ ایور ان سیرات الجنان والیوم نمبر 3 تفسیر سیرات الجنان ان دا کامنٹری آف سیرات الجنان اٹ ہیز بین مینشنڈ دیٹ دی آر مینی افیکٹس آف گیمبلنگ اس کے کئی زیادہ افیکٹس ہوتے ہیں سائڈ افیکٹس ہوتے ہیں لیکن اے پرسن ہو گیمبلز اللہ اکبر گیمبلنگ کریئٹس ہیٹریڈ انیموسٹی اینڈ اینمٹی امنگس گیمبلرز یہ ہمیشہ دیکھا گیا ہے دیٹ دے آر آلویز اینمیز آف ایچ اندر اینڈ دس سم ٹائمز لیڈ ٹو دیئر مرڈر اینڈ بلڈ شیڈ جسٹ ایز یو ہیو ہرڈ دا اسٹوری واز آن دا نیوز پیپر آف پاکستان دیٹ ان کے دوستوں نے خود اپنے دوست نے اس کو مار دیا Why? Because they had lost their money during this gamble. Furthermore, it has said that gambling causes the wealth of individuals to become poor within an instant. Jo aadmi paisa wala ho to minton mein wo faqeer aur ghareeb ho jata hai. The prosperous home falls into destitution. A person who is very successful in life, he loses everything within a moment's of time. Sab kuch kho baithta hai. Why? Because this is what gambling puts a person into. Jua khelna, gambling karna. Unfortunately, there are some youngsters who are very much interested in things like this. Log, they want to become rich overnight. People want to become multi-millionaires overnight. And they think that jo kuch humare paas hai, bas isko gambling mein kar de, jua khelte hain. Aur jo isse paise hum haarenge, jo jeetenge paise inse, to hum ye banayenge, wo banayenge. There's no barakah and blessings in gambling. Gamblers always have animosity and enmity amongst themselves. The profit that a gambler earns from gambling never has any barakah and blessings. Whatever he has earned is of course haram and forbidden. It is not permissible for him to use that money. However, gamblers have always seen taking loans from people. Why? Because they want to win this juwa and this gamble. They want to win the game. And they would take loans from people, and often they take loans with high interests. And when they cannot pay back the loan that they have taken, here they would start stealing from their own home, stealing from their own people. So the natija and the conclusion of this day of yours is, gambling wale kaun hote? Are they good people or bad people? This is the question to ask. There are many people who weren't gamblers before, but they became gamblers. Today they are on the streets. Today, their own family cannot recognize them because they are found at the signals, at the robos, begging for money. This is where gambling has taken them. This is the outcome of associating with such people who themselves do not know where they are standing in life. So these people lost their respect. They lost their dignity and standing in society. Then they are unable to face their own people. And then that gambling takes them to drugs, and from drugs to further other things, it goes on and goes on and goes on. Dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, Suhbati salih tura salih kunad. Suhbati talih tura talih kunad. If you attain and you join the company of pious people, you will become pious. And if you have the company of bad people, automatically you will also become bad, because that bad company will make you a bad one. Aaj ka jo bayan hai, aaj ka jo mauzu hai, it is specially related to the youth. It is for the youth, for the youngsters out there. As it is a saying, as-suhbatu mu'assiratun. Suhba and company has its effects. Allahu Akbar. If you are in the company of pious people, what are the blessings of pious people? Piety refers here to the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the blessings of pious people, you too will begin to fear Allah azza wa jal. If a person is namazi, you will become namazi as well. If the good person that we are talking about is a person who always speaks the truth, you as well will start hating lies and you will start speaking the truth as well. It's a company. As-suhbatu mu'athiratun. Every company has its effects. In the effects of good company will make you a good person. Now let us listen to some sayings of our pious predecessors. Hazrat Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and listen to his priceless words of advice, his madani pearls which he has given. Subhanallah, he says, do not involve in any such thing which does not benefit you. Dear viewers, pay attention to the words of this great sahabi of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, do not involve yourself in any such thing that has no benefit for you, and keep away from the enemy, and save yourself from friends except for when he is trustworthy. Hi, hi, up. Kam se kam us pe trust to kar paaye. You may have trust on him. Otherwise, keep away from friends. You don't need to have friends if he is not trustworthy. For there is none equal to the trustworthy one. This is the first piece of advice. Why? Because there is no one who is equal. There is no one parallel to a person who is trustworthy. So, agar wo trustworthy ho, sacha ho apne baaton mein, imandar banda ho, to usko apna dost banaye. Varna dost hi na banaye. First piece of Madani pool. The second Madani pearl, he says, and do not be with the sinner, for he will teach you sins. Zahir si baat hai, uske paas guna hi guna hai. Sikhayega kya aapko? Guna hi to sikhayega ki guna kis tarah karte hain. And do not mention secrets before him. Why? And seek counsel in your affairs from those who fear Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not tell your secrets to him, because he will take your secrets to others as well. And seek counsel from those, you know, put your trust into those, or rather pour your heart out to those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need counseling, then you should speak to people who fear Allah azza wa jal, meaning pious ulama, scholars, ulama from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at. Speak to them. Ask them for their advice, and they will advise you in regards to your problem. Nonetheless, dear viewers, and listeners of Madani Channel, this was Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What amazing Madani pearls he has shared and he has given for the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the other hand, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Look at his words of wisdom, subhanallah. He says, do not befriend an open sinner, for he will embellish his actions and present it to you. He will modify his actions, his bad actions. Agar chori kiya hai, to us chori ko acche se saja dhaja karke aapko aapke samne rakhta hai. Ki I have did it this way here. He will beautify his bad actions and present it to you. Allahu Akbar. And he will desire for you to become like him as well. He will want you to become like him. Allahu Akbar. And he will display his worst quality as a good one. Him visiting you is a defect and a point of shame. Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saying, such a person should not even be in your company. He should not even be near you. And you should not even be in such a person's company. Jiske andar ye khaslate hon. Further on, he says, and do not befriend a foolish person. The first Madani pool was an open, rebellious sinner. A person who commits sins openly. And now, for this, we don't have to go into the depth. You can already know a person who commits sins openly. A person who does not want to adopt the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A person who openly misses his salah. Jama'at will be going on. He'll be standing and playing and talking outside. Don't keep such people as your friends. They would backchat with their parents, they would fight with their parents, they would gamble, they would take drugs, they would do all the wrong things. So, Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu says, the first Madani pool is a foolish person, and he had given the examples. Why shouldn't a foolish person, an open sinner be your friend? A person who is a rebellious sinner, an open sinner. Fasike mu'lin, Allahu Akbar. Further on, he says, do not befriend a foolish person. Why? For he will place himself into difficulty and not benefit you at all. He would not even benefit you at all, yet he will put himself into difficulty. And it is possible that he attempt to benefit you at times, but afflict you with harm instead. It may look as if he is going to benefit you. Lekin usme koi benefit nahi hai. There is no benefits for you in his friendship, because he is a foolish person. And then Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, such a foolish person, his silence is better than his speech. Wo baat na kare to ye zyada behtar hoga uske baat karne se. His distance is better than his closeness. He'd rather be distant away from you than his closeness. And his death is better than his life. Allahu Akbar. And the third Madani pool he gives is about a liar. First was an open sinner. then was a foolish person. And now he speaks about a liar. He says, for socializing with him will not benefit you either. He will speak about you to others and speak about others to you. Allahu Akbar. That is to say, carrying tales. Aapki baaton ko auron ke paas le jata hai, auron ki baat aapke paas le aata hai. And if you speak the truth, even then he will never speak the truth to you. You will open out your heart, you will pour out your heart, ki maine sach sach aapse kaha hai, aap bhi sach kahe, tab bhi woh sach baat na kahega aapse. Allahu Akbar. So, you know, this is the blessings of the Sahaba Ikram. They had given such amazing pearls of wisdom for our guidance. Look at the beauty of Islam. Islam wants you to be safe, you know, in all walks of life. Har waqt aap safe rahein, achhe rahein. Subhanallah. To this extent that the pious predecessors avoided evil and bad company and every, you know, in all circumstances. To this extent that Hazrat Sayyidina Ja'far bin Salim, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, states ki ek martaba, I saw a dog following Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He says, I saw a dog following Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu an. Maine poocha, huzur, ye kya? Aaj aapke sohbat mein kutta hai? There is a dog with you? There is a dog walking along with you? Allahu Akbar. And look at the answer of this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, well, the company of this dog is definitely better than the company of evil people. Hi, hi, hi. Allahu Akbar. What an answer he has given. That the company of this kutta is yet better than the company of evil people. There is no harm from this dog. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, dear viewers and listeners within the channel, if you go into the depths of this, subhanallah, you would learn how detrimental a bad friend can be in one's, for one's dunya and for one's akhirah. But our youth would not like to listen to this advice from their parents. Kai martaba, during counseling, during calls, during ijtima'at, we receive such messages and we meet with such parents who complain about the fact that the awlad, the children, do not listen to them. I advise my son not to go to that certain place, but he would never listen. He would go with his school friends, he would go with his varsity friends, he would go with his colleagues at work, he would go here, he would go there, day and night, no matter how much we explain to him, he would come back 12 o'clock or maybe the next day, Fajr time, he's entering the home, whole night my son is out. Buri sohbat, buri sohbat, buri sohbat. The noor of his face is gone. His heart has hardened. He starts to back chat. He's yelling and shouting. And now he's sending the thing from the house without our ijazah and consent. This is the outcome. This is exactly what bad company does. And this, as Amir Ahl Sunnah has advised very beautifully, that it is not to be advised when your son has reached the age of puberty. Ye to bachpan mein sikhaya jata hai. From a childhood, he's supposed to know, what is the suhba I supposed to be having? What type of friends I supposed to be associating with? Nahi. Bachpan mein kaha jata hai, beta, go where you want to go. Do what you want to do. Go and play outside with the friends. Just to get rid of the son or the child. You know, chahe ladki ho ya phir ladka ho. We just say that, go outside just so that parents can have a break for a moment. Ab wo bahar jaye, jo chahe so kare apne doston ke saath. Ab yahi bachcha jab buri cheezon ke saath exposed hota hai, when he's exposed to evil stuff in the community, in the society, via cartoons, evil cartoons. The cartoons that we see in this day and age and we make our children see is, we choose these cartoons for our children. Kabhi aaj tak bachche ne khud kaha hai ki abba mujhe ye dekhna hai. Nahi, bachcha naya kuch nikla hai, main dikhata hun apne aankhon se. I will show you this new cartoon that came out. I will show you this new movie that came out for children. You buy it, you advertise it, you present it to your child and make him learn from that which he's seeing on the television screen. He learns the bad languages, he learns the obscene languages, he would learn the foolish things he sees over there in terms of shame and haya. Allahu Akbar. There is so much of haram that happens even in the cartoons. The languages that's used, the ideas that's used, and what happens to our children when they are exposed to this, then they want to practice what they have seen on their own parents. And this has also been proven, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned very, very beautifully in the books of Ahadith. He says, avoid a bad companion, for he is a part of hell. Love for him will not benefit you, and he will not fulfill his promise to you as well. This is bad company. Nuksan hi nuksan hai. Dunya mein bhi nuksan hai. آخرت میں بھی نقصان ہے. In another حدیث of رسول اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, he says, avoid an evil companion. Why? For you will be recognized through this person. اس کے ذریعے سے, اس کے وجہ سے, اس کے ساتھ تمہاری بھی پہچان ہوگی. You as well will be recognized through him. He will become your recognition. جب بھی اس کو دیکھا جائے گا تمہاری باتیں کی جائیں گی. You will be recognized through that person. So do not avoid or do not accompany and do not make an evil companion your friend. There are so many other ahadith that goes to the same effect. And I will present another hadith to you. Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, arrival of morning for you should be in such a state. Whenever you see the morning, jab subah ho, to aise halat mein ho, that either you are a scholar or a student of Islamic knowledge. You are learning something. Every morning learn something that you did not know before. Either be a scholar or a student of knowledge, or the one who listens to the scholars, or the one at least who has love for the ulama and the scholars of Islam. Subhanallah. And do not be the fifth. Why? Otherwise you will be destroyed. You will be ruined. Allahu Akbar. The hadith of Rasul Akram, Nur Mujassam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the example of a blacksmith. When you go into, blacksmith, a person who, you know, deals with iron and deals with steel and stuff, and they are straightening rods and irons, Allahu Akbar, due to being in the company of a blacksmith, of course your clothes will become dirty. You will have heat on your body, as Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala explains this hadith, why Rasul Pak sallam said blacksmith, and yet you did not touch anything. You only was in the company of a blacksmith. What would happen to my white kurta that I'm using right now? Being there within an instant will make me dark. It would, you know, turn the color of my white jubba and kurta, and it will also leave bad odor on me. Allahu Akbar. I will have heat on my body. I would have black smoke all over me, or ashes all over me. This is how it is. Allahu Akbar. Whereas in the company of a person who sells fragrance, a person who sells itr, perfume, Allahu Akbar, he is beneficial in both ways. Even if you bought something which will be a permanent benefit, and even if you did not buy anything from a person who sells perfumes, from a perfume seller, yet being in his company, you will still attain fragrance from him, even though you have not purchased anything. Subhanallah. This is a temporary benefit, that even for a little while you was in a perfume shop, your body will start giving out good smell. Subhanallah. Fragrance will be emanating from your clothes and your body. Why? Because you was in a perfume shop. So this is a perfect example which our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has given, dear viewers, under the Madani channel. Molana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ye bada khoob farmate hain, aur main ye share padhna chahta hu inshallah, for the sake of barakah and blessings. Inhone 800 saal qabl taqriban ye ashar kahe hain apne daftar mein. Subhanallah. And they are so amazing. Look at the pieces of advice this great personality has given. Subhanallah. He says, mare badr تنہا ہمیں بر جا زند یار بد بر دین و ایمان زند. اللہ اکبر. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala advises us, he says that there is a snake which is very poisonous, and every person fights from a snake. Allahu Akbar. Every person fears from a snake. Before this he says, subhanallah, before I give you the explanation, let me read the other ashar so that you will understand it much more easier. Subhanallah. He says, Dur shah az اختلاطِ یار بد یار بد بد تر بود از مار بد. He says دور شو از اختلاطِ یار بد. The intermingling and the mixing of bad people is very, very detrimental. It is very bad for you, Allahu Akbar. It is like a poisonous snake. But then in the next couplet he says, poisonous snake. Yes, there is a difference between bad company and a poisonous snake. What is the difference? He says, Maribatan hahami barjazanad ki bhai, a snake will only take away your life. صرف ہماری جان جا سکتی ہے صرف میں مر سکتا ہوں اگر سانپ نے ہمیں کاٹ لیا ہو اللہ اکبر May Allah grant us long life but this is an example given by مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمت اللہ تعالی علی but the company of evil people is so detrimental that leave alone your life even you would lose your iman and your faith it is because of being in their company your faith and your iman as well would be at risk because they would make you lose your iman by committing so much of kufr, so much of gunah and sins. A person becomes a rebellious sinner. A person then goes and he crosses the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bad company is a very bad one. Some examples, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had given, he states that a man would sit in the company of alcoholics. Allahu Akbar. Sharabiyo ke saath baithta tha. He used to only sit in the company of the alcoholics. When the time of his death approached, he was reminded of the kalima ki bhai padu la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whereupon he began to say, drink and give me to drink also. Bajaye ye ki apne muh se kalma shahadat ada kare, bajaye ye ki marte dam jaakani ke alam mein wo kalima shahadat pade. Instead of reading the kalima shahada, he began to say, drink and give me to drink also. Drink and give me to drink also. Having said this, Allama Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, uski ruh uski jism se parwaz kar gayi. Allahu Akbar. His soul had left his body and he passed away in that state. Another person who used to play chess a lot, it was his habit to play chess. It was his last final moments in this world. And when he was reminded to recite the kalima, padho la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, during his final moments, do you know what he says? He says, your king, your king, your king. Having said this, his soul also left his body. How sad it is, dear viewers. On one hand, the Quran says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimoon. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never die but as a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding us to protect our faith, to protect our iman, to safeguard our aqeedah at all times. And because of committing sins and associating with such people, our iman becomes so weak that we are unable to even recite the kalima during our final moments. Whereas that is the ultimate success, that we leave this dunya with iman. Hamara iman salamat rahe. Oh youngsters out there, oh youth out there, it is time for us to contemplate, am I associating with the right people? Are my friends, you know, good friends? Are they good friends that I'm associating with? You know, is Allah Azza wa Jal pleased with them? Are they going to make me a better person or are the evil going to have an effect on me? Let us inshallah Azza wa Jal take in some calls at this point in our program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Khayyam Attari. I am from Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, I watch the Early Echo daily. Alhamdulillah. Mulana, I have a question today. And that is, if you are in the company or you have friends for many years and you know they are bad company, you want to quit their bad company. You want to leave them. You don't want to be their friend anymore because it's bringing you down. So my question is, in what way do you tell them? How do you, it may hurt their feelings, so how do you tell them that you do not want to be their friend anymore because of their bad influence? Jazakumullahu khairah.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen, mashallah. Our brother who given us his first caller, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in both worlds, mashallah. We have other callers as well. Lekin very quickly, our brother asked whether it is possible for him to, or he asked for advice, how can you cut off ties, you know, instantly with a person who is a bad person without breaking his heart? Look, alhamdulillah, you know, the bottom line is here that we are firstly commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal, وَكُونُ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Associate with true people, with rightful people, with people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with people who are pious. And when you have acknowledged this, that my friends have to be pious, my friends have to be good people, and once you have recognized the evil in your friends, in other words, you acknowledge the fact that you are associating with the wrong people, it means you are in the danger zone. If you are in a home that is lit with fire from all corners, you are going to escape from that to save your life and your iman. So even being in the company for a moment will be very, very, very detrimental for you and your life and for your future, for your iman as well. So I would say this, if people have friends who are druggies, people who are, you know, backchatting with their friends, no matter how old buddies and friends they may be to you, but the fact remains that you know you are in trouble. So what you do is, if you feel it difficult to tell them, first, you know, try and disassociate yourself from them. Slowly, slowly. Instead of you giving them time, stop giving them time. Instantly. You need to cut off the ties of friendship with them, because why? They will take you and drown as well. So isme darne wali baat to nahi hai ki main unko kis tarah se kahun. Zahir se baat hai, you don't want to break their hearts, and you should try and change them. You should try and, you know, cast your effect over them, of them becoming a namazi and becoming pious. Try stopping the evil that they have in them. And if you are afraid that you will become like them because they are not stopping, then of course you can tell this to them. And if you fear that their hearts will break, then it's best for you to, you know, stop associating and join in the company. When they ask you to go out with them, you should say instantly, no, it's time for me to read Quran. I want to recite the Holy Quran. I want to do this, I want to do that, inshallah. Ji, inshallah, please, barai karam, aage kawli de de.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Mamar Umulana Sab. I want to have a good friend. How I can find good friend?
Mohsab, I had a question regarding bad company. If you do have bad friends or bad company, but inside your heart or inside you, you know that you have the willpower to not get influenced by them and not follow them, but rather try and change them. So what is the ruling then, Mulana Sahab? What is the Sharia then? Should you still be with them, or should you still back out, not join them at all? Jazakallahu khair.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen. He asked a question as to how should he find good friends. So mashallah, so how can you find good friends? Aap dekhe na, bachchon mein, in your friends. Ab zahir se baat hai, awaaz se pata chal raha hai ki ye 7-8 saal ka ya 9 saal ka hoga, kam se kam, within the time. And if you are looking for your friends, Sayyid Sahab, mashallah, then you should look for friends who do not sway, who listen to the mummy and daddy. And that was apne maa-baap ki jo baatein sunne, apne ammi jaan ki, abbu jaan ki. And who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fright for Jahannam, and they want to go to Jannat. They want to love Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They do not watch bad things. So these are the friends you should associate with. Jo namaz ke waqt pe kahein ki ja ke hum khelte hain, to unke saath nahi, balki namaz ke waqt pe us umar se hi unko ye feeling ho, they should say that, you know what, let's try and read namaz. Because by the age of 10 years, you must already start reading your namaz. Parents will have to force you to read namaz. So apne abbu ko dekhen, wo namaz padh rahe hote, to aap bhi namaz padhe. Aur aise doston ko dhoonde. Find such friends who are namazis, who you know, don't like to be disobedient to their parents. Agar ammi jaan, abbu jaan kuch kahe, to fauran hazir ho jana chahiye aur baat sunni bhi chahiye. So look for friends who have these qualities, and from there your heart will say that they are good people. When your heart will say ye acche log hain, then you will have inclination towards them, inshallah azza wa jal. You will have an instant connection. To acche aise doston ko dhoondiye jo apna sabak yaad karte hain, jo madrasa jate ho, jo ulama ki sohbat chahte hain. From that little age, when you grow up like this, inshallah, you will turn out to be a beautiful diamond, inshallah. Ji, aage hamare aur bhi kuch calls thi. So our Sayyid sahab wants to know, how do you get good friends? To mashallah ye bhi ho gaya. And achi sohbat ki taraf kaise logo ko le aaun? Yes, of course, there is a way, and this is exactly what we are saying when you look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And I will give you an example, inshallah, because look, our beloved Nabi sallallahu in Musnad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal has mentioned. Now listen to the translation of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man is on the religion of his friend. Jis bhai ne ye sawal poocha hai, mashallah, aapke liye jawab hai ki a man is on the religion of his friend, he should look at whom he befriends. So dost kaun hain? Unki harkate, unki aadate, what are the habits, what are the style, what they are the likes and, you know, dislikes. This is very, very essential for you to know. Then knowing all these things after befriending a person. So it is foolish for a person to like somebody without even knowing his qualities. So here, when you want to attract them towards goodness, firstly know that a man is on the religion of his friend. So you already have the upper hand, knowing that inshallah the athar and the outcome and the dominance of goodness will overpower and overcome evil inshallah azza wa jal. Because haq is haq and batil is batil. Wrong is wrong and right is right. And you, with this spirit in your heart, inshallah azza wa jal, even if you fail, you continue giving neki ki dawat, invitation towards goodness for an ijtima of dawat islami. Invite him towards some madani pools, inshallah, towards towards good works of Dawud Islami. There's madani qafila, there's madrasatul madina, adult classes, children's classes. Alhamdulillah, it is all happening in Dawat Islami. This is the chance you have. This is the opportunity you have. Sohbat ke sadqe mein, sohbat ke wajah se bahut sara kuch ho jata hai, subhanallah. Because of attaining good company, subhanallah. I want to mention this beautiful saying of Allama Maulana Muslihuddin Saadi Shirazi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali Gulistan Saadi mein aap farmate hain, bada pyara example dete hain, kehte hain sohbat kya cheez hai, aap sohbat samjha rahe hain. Allahu Akbar. He says, gule khushbue dar hammam roze rasid as daste mahboob barastam. He says, ek din aisa hua ki hammam mein, bathroom mein, any public bathroom, a person came and handed over to me some soil. And when I saw the soil, I asked the soil, because there was such beautiful fragrance emanating from the soil. So I asked us khaak se poocha, maine us mitti se poocha. Gulistan e Saadi mein aap likhte hain, khud hi likhte hain ki I asked this ki what are you? Are you musk? Such beautiful fragrance is emanating from you. To us mitti ne mujhe jawab diya. The mitti answered and said, no, I am not musk. I am not any perfume. I am soil. I am dust. But my suhbah and my company was with the roses. Allahu Akbar. You'll see wherever roses will be planted, they will have a unique smell in the garden. Wherever you would see roses and flowers, subhanAllah. He says, my luck was that I was with the flowers. Their stems and roots were in me. And due to being associated with the roses, mere andar bhi khushbu aa gayi. I have the smell coming in me as well. SubhanAllah. So this is very, very important. So mashallah, the brother who asked this question, this is your answer. Continue working, because your effect will be on a person who is doing wrong. If you have this power and courage within you that you can bring him towards Islam, inshallah. And Sayyid Saab, agar bure dost ho aur saath ho to kya karna chahiye? So I have answered. Look, the question what he tried asking was, from what I understood, was that should you take the good from a person and leave the bad in him, but associate with such a person? If this was the question, alhamdulillah, then the answer to this is as well that ulama and scholars have restricted a person from doing this. Agar koi aadmi bura ho aur asal mein misal ke taur uska aqeedah hi durust na ho, sachi baat na kehta ho, uska aqeedah hi galat ho, and then bade bade bayanat de raha ho aur quran o hadith ki baat kar raha ho, to ye to shaitan, Iblis, he also had knowledge. Bahut sare log ilm ke wajah se wo ho jate ki bhai iske paas bada ilm hai. To ilm to shaitan ke paas tha. Knowledge even shaitan had possessed. So a person should not fall in the trap of these tricks and say, well, he's a very knowledgeable person. Main thing is aqeedah. If the belief of the person is correct, then definitely you can take madani pearls and words of advice from such a person, because his aqeedah is correct and he will lead you to paradise. Whereas if a person is incorrect, he is corrupted himself and he wants to give you advices, to har banda jo bayan deta hai, hadith aur Quran ki baat to sabhi karte hain. And in between hadith, Quran ki baat, many people put their own interpretation, their own advices, their own word, khud ki baat beech mein adding kar lete hain. Every person does this. Allahu Akbar. So agar Quran aur hadith ki baat kar rahe hain, jaise kai log kehte hain ki bhai wo Quran aur hadith ki baat kar rahe hain, to unki baat kyun nahi mante hain? To ulama ye farmate hain, the scholars have said very clearly, it's because when they themselves are corrupted and because they will add their own interpretations and own ideologies and mix up their own advices within the advices of the Quran and hadith, there is a risk and chance that they will give you the wrong advice. And due to this, you may get misled, because you are already carried away by the beautiful camouflage lectures, the so-called bayanat and lectures, that they are such debaters and speakers. But look at the aqeedah. If the foundation is correct, then everything will be correct. Jaise ki building jab banaya jata hai, to pehla jo eat rakha jata hai, wo seedhi rakhi jati hai. The first brick in the foundation of a building is laid and placed correctly. If this is incorrect, agar thoda sa teda bhi ho jata hai, to sari building tedi hi khadi ho jayegi. So the aqeedah is very, very important, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. So I hope that Sayyid Sahab has received the answer. And this is the answer what the ulama say, is that you should not associate with such person. He is gumrah and he will mislead you as well. So if it is confirmed, agar ye confirm baat ho ki ye banda sahi nahi hai aur ye Quran o Hadith ki baat karta bhi ho, to bhi aapko nahi sunna chahiye. Ulama ikram mana farmate hain, mana karte hain. And this is the advices given by the sunnah, by the ulama ahle sunnat wal jamaat, alhamdulillah. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, aap khud hi dekhen buru ki sohbat kya hoti hai. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah azza wa jal ke pyare nabi hain. And what about his son Kanaan, who was a munafiq? Even during the last moments in the Holy Quran Pak, you would study and you would learn that when the ship and the ark of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was upon the water, aur apne bete ko inhone ishara kiya ki beta aa ja, beta bolta nahi abba main nahi aaunga. What was the reason? Because at the last moment when he was called on the ship, his munafiqat and his hypocrisy was apparent. And then the Quran says, he is not part of your family, O Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He is amongst those people who have betrayed you. I mean, he is not a Muslim. He have rejected, because why? His company was the wrong company. And therefore the poet says, Pisare Nuh ba bada binashist khandane nabuwatash gumshud. Allahu Akbar. Khandane nabuwatash gumshud. That though he is from the offspring of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had disregarded the household of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he is the son of a Nabi. Yet he is the son of the Nabi. But what had corrupted him, what had spoiled Kanaan, was the bad company, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. They corrupted his mind and his soul. Allahu Akbar. Warna dekha jaye to achho ki sohbat kitni achhi hoti hai ki bhai, insaan to insaan, agar janwar bhi insaan achhe sohbat ki achhi sohbat pa leta hai. Even if an animal, a dog, like Ashabe Kahf, who found the company of the awliya and the salihin, to uska zikr Quran Pak mein aata hai. Aur you Allah Taala qiyamah tak aane walon ke liye ye hukm farmata hai. He praises the dog in the Holy Quran Pak, or he mentions the name of Qitmir in the Holy Quran Pak, and he says, Subhanallah, wa kalbuhum basitun dhira'ayhi bil wasid. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala speaks about the posture, about, and he says, and their dog has stretched his four legs forward on the threshold of the cave. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala even describes the sitting of the dog in the cave. Why? What a kutta tha, it was a dog. But Subhanallah, the blessings of this is that now this dog had attained such maqam and such status that even the poet says, Sage ashabe kahf roze chand, Sage ashabe kahf roze chand, paine kiya girift mardam mardamash. Subhanallah, that now this kutta and this dog of Ashabi Kahf had attained such blessings that even on the day of Qiyamah, this dog will go into Jannat in the form of Bal'am bin Ba'ura. And Bal'am bin Ba'ura, who was a man in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will go into the hellfire. We have come to the end of today's program. Till tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.